if the Supreme Court rules that same-sex marriage is a constitutional right, what are the ramifications for this nation?
Oh, man, I would hate to think of it. You talked about the Sodom and Gomorrah in your introduction, and I can just see that happening, man. Because it would be like America's pointing his finger at God and say, I know what your words say, God. I know what the scripture says, but we want to be our own king. We want to do things our own way. And the last time a nation did that, they were destroyed. Sodom and Gomorrah was destroyed. And so I just see things getting consistently worse in America because of our decisions that we've made to get farther and farther away from God and God's word.
Do you think the average evangelical Christian in America is aware, comprehends the spiritual ramifications of this country endorsing same-sex marriage? Do you think that the people sitting in the pews of the churches, are they aware that once we go down that road?
Yeah, I don't think they are, Rick, because I think if they were, we'd have more of us standing against it, shouting out and saying that enough is enough. So to answer your question, I don't think they're aware. I don't think that they're aware of what the consequences of these decisions and choices can be to our nation and to our families and to our churches.